This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, broadcasting on 104.7 FM and 1431 AM, and streaming on the internet at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Welcome to Kidnappers Cayley for the 26th of July 2026 with Mitch Park. This program is an hour of instrumental music from a range of soloists and bands, with an emphasis on traditional tunes plus original tunes written in traditional style. On this program, we have Roddy S. MacDonald, Seamus Connolly, Mick Maloney and Tommy Hayes, Paddy Maloney and Sean Potts, Shannon Side Cayley Band, The Querfellas, The Dubliners, Paul and Colleen Trenworth and Friends, Mike Seeger, Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, Vesta Johnson and Don Womack, The Bothy Band, Will Allen, and Group A of the Elgin, Strathspey and Reel Society. Australian resident Scottish piper Roddy S. MacDonald hits the Big 7-0 on 27th of July, so in celebration we have a recording of him playing a set of his own tunes. On the 2003 Green Tracks CD Good Drying, this is a set of A Retreat and Two Waltzes, Abercrombie Place, Good Times at Galliard and Margaret's Waltz. Roddy S. MacDonald playing Abercrombie Place, Good Times at Galliard, and his own Margaret's Waltz. Pennsylvania guitarist Mick Maloney, born in 1944, died on the 27th of July in 2022. We have a recording of him with fiddler Seamus Connolly and bowron player Tommy Hayes from the 1990 Green Linnet CD, The Celts Rise Again. This set is two traditional reels, Dr. Gilbert and Flax in Bloom. Dr. Gilbert and Flax in Bloom from Seamus Connolly, Mick Maloney and Tommy Hayes. Stay with Kidnappers Kaylee to hear Paddy Maloney and Sean Potts, Shannonside Kaylee Band, The Querfellas, The Dubliners, Paul and Colleen Trenworth and Friends, Mike Seeger, Alasdair Fraser and Natalie Haas, Vesta Johnson and Don Womack, The Bothy Band, Will Allen, and Group A of the Elgin Strathspeyan Reel Society. You're listening to Kidnappers Kaylee with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. The Chieftains' Erlen Piper Paddy Maloney was born on the 1st of August, 1938. In 1974, he teamed up with whistle player Sean Potts on the Clutter LP, Tin Whistles, where we find this track, set of two traditional jigs, The Piper's Chair and The Gander at the Pretty Hall. Piper's Chair and Gander at the Pretty Hall from Paddy Maloney and Sean Potts. Next, here's a set of waltzes from Shannonside Cayley Band on the 1971 Columbia LP Cayley House. The set is called Selection of Irish Airs, the tunes being The Black Velvet Band, traditional, The Wind Through the Rafters by S. Fawcett Stewart, and The World Outside by Bill Somerville Lodge. Shannonside Cayley Band playing The Black Velvet Band, The Wind Through the Rafters and The World Outside. Next, here's a recording of a long-defunct group from West Australia called the Querfellas. In 1974, they made an LP on the Clarion label called Governor Broom Folk Club, which was released here on the Interfusion label. On this track, they play the Irish hornpipe Madame Bonaparte as both hornpipe and reel, followed by the reel, the Mason's Apron. Madame Bonaparte and the Mason's Apron, played by the Querfellas. Next we have a traditional air from the Dubliners on the 1978 transatlantic anthology The Vintage Years, Best of Irish Folk. Taken from their earlier LP, The Best of the Dubliners, this traditional air, played here on mandolins, is Rosin Dubh, or The Dark Rose. Thank you. The Dubliners playing Rosine Dove. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley, coming to you from Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. In a few moments, we'll hear Paul and Colleen Trenworth and friends, Mike Seeger, Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, and Vesta Johnson and Don Womack. Later on, we'll play the Bothy Band, Will Allen, and Group A of the Elgin Strathspey and Reel Society. Take a look at radiohawkesbay.org.nz to find out more about our programs and about Radio Hawke's Bay. While you're there, click on the On Air Now zone to get great streaming audio. For more information on the recordings we're playing today, search for the Kidnappers Cayley page on radiohawkesbay.org.nz, where you can find our recent broadcasts and a link to our playlists posted on Facebook. Or subscribe to the NZ Folk mailing list through the kiwifolk.com website to receive our playlist by email every week, complete with websites you can visit to order CDs and downloads. And if you enjoy live, unamplified music, bring your instrument and join in the Celtic Jam on Wednesday nights at the Rose and Shamrock, Napier Road, Havelock North, where the session starts about 7:30 p.m. The next tune was written by Hamilton bluegrass musicians Paul and Colleen Trenworth and released on their 1987 Kiwi Pacific album Now to the King. The title of the tune could be misheard or misunderstood, so I'll just spell the crucial word soaring, S-O-A-R-I-N-G. Here on the 2012 self-published CD Bluegrass Picking, original instrumentals by Paul Trenworth, this is Soaring on the Strings. Paul and Colleen Trenworth soaring on the strings. Next, we have a classic old-time fiddle tune played by Mike Seeger on the 1962 Folkways LP, Old Time Country Music. But this is an arrangement for Appalachian dulcimer. It's Selwood Mountain. Sourwood Mountain, played by Mike Seeger. The title of this next tune relates to a mountain in California which is associated with the legend of a sleeping human form, not unlike our own Te Mata Peak. It was while hiking on Tamal Pais that Alistair Fraser wrote this next tune, one that needs a dance, according to his track notes. On their new Culburnia album, Meridians, Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas play The Sleeping Lady of Tamal Pais. Thank you. Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas playing The Sleeping Lady of Tamalpais. Our next tune also has mention of a lady in the title. It's a traditional tune in the Ozarks region of the USA, and is played on the 1977 LP I'm Old But I'm Awfully Tough, recently re-released by Smithsonian Folkways. The performers are Vesta Johnson and Don Womack on fiddle and guitar. If you listen carefully, you can hear how the original Irish hornpipe Boys of Blue Hill has been worn and planed down to become She Oughta Been a Lady. Vesta Johnson and Don Womack played She Oughta Been a Lady. Stay tuned to Kidnappers Cayley on Radio Hawke's Bay to hear the Bothy Band, Will Allen, and Group A of the Elgin, Strathspey and Reel Society. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. The next track takes us back to Ireland with three treatments of the one tune played by the Bothy Band on their 1977 Mulligan LP Out of the Wind Into the Sun, played first as a slow air on solo Uhlan pipes, then as a hornpipe, and finally as a reel. This is The Blackbird.
Thank you.
Wobbly Band with a three-way version of The Blackbird. Next we have a traditional march played by London melodeonist Will Allen in a solo track on the 2026 Scribe Records album Sun in the Sands. Found in a manuscript dating from 1823, this is titled Lord Hill's Quickstep. Playing Lord Hill's Quick Step. We conclude with another recording from 1977 on the Mountain Records LP, the 1977 Golden Fiddle Awards. Here we have Group A of the Elgin, Strathspey and Reel Society playing a set of three tunes by their own local luminary, James Scott Skinner. This is a March, Strathspey and Reel set. Dr. MacDonald, The Iron Man, and The Bungalow. If you'd like to hear this program again, search Kidnappers Kaylee on the Radio Hawke's Bay website or on accessmedia.nz, where you'll find some amazing programs contributed by all 12 community access radio stations around New Zealand. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Kidnappers Kaylee and that you'll join us again soon, either at this time next week or on Folk on Sunday at 4 this afternoon. This is Mitch Park wishing you good listening, good health, good luck, and goodbye for now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.